now, in a disturbing development, the globalist elite are claiming that water is not a human right and the world's water supplies must be privatised and controlled by the elites. The World Economic Forum is teaming up with the UN to set its sights on seizing control of the world's water supplies and holding humanity to ransom. The World Economic Forum and the UN have ordered world governments to prepare to ration people's water supply as part of their Great Reset agenda for humanity. The globalist organisations are hosting a conference on water in New York as part of the UN quest to accomplish its 17 Sustainable Development Goals. A list that, if fully achieved and enacted, would give the globalist elites total control over all human activities. The conference aims to raise awareness of the global water crisis and decide on action to achieve internationally agreed water-related goals, the World Economic Forum wrote in a recent post. The Global Commission on the Economics of Water, launched at the World Economic Forum annual meeting in 2022, will report on game-changing ways to value and manage water as a common good, the World Economic Forum wrote in the same recent post. Just as the Paris Agreement promised an end to pollution, if only humans would stop taking aeroplanes and driving cars and heating their homes and using gas stoves, now this blossoming water treaty will no doubt promise an end to thirst. Yes, an end to thirst.
We are living in a peri-tyrannical situation where there's only two clicks left. When you are required to have digital ID to move around and have a life, and when cashless central bank digital currencies are the only way you can buy and sell, at that point you've lost your freedom. If you follow the breadcrumbs to 2030, anyone can look up the UN 2030 SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals. By 2030, Britain specifically will have no commercial passenger aircraft leaving the country. You will not be able to leave. There will be no ships leaving the country. You will not own private transport. You will have a digital ID to do everything, and you will only have electronic money with which to transact. I would say at that point you are a slave, and because you can see them coming, you should say no. Say no right now. Stop. The things that are happening are really fantastic, but they go back decades. There's no question that there's been a very long run-up to the level of control that we are going to face if we allow cash to be winked out of existence.
Economic Forum has recently launched a controversial new initiative that will have animal rights activists up in arms. The WEF is now calling for millions of cats and dogs worldwide to be slaughtered in an effort to reduce the carbon footprint they produce as a result of eating meat. The WEF, which has ordered mainstream media outlets to begin pushing the narrative, wants to introduce an international policy that would require the majority of pet owners to euthanize their animals. CNN, always at the forefront in pushing the globalist agenda, has begun urging its viewers to starve their pets to death in an effort to combat climate change. CNN published an article on their website recently entitled, "Our pets are part of the climate problem. These tips can help you minimize their carbon footprints." In the article, the liberal sadists at CNN argue that the meat-heavy diet of many household pets is causing planet-warming gases to be released into the atmosphere. Responsible pet owners should trade in their best friend for a turtle for the planet. Snakes, turtles and reptiles can have a really low impact, CNN suggests. Your kitty cat and pooch, CNN explains, are going to have to eat bugs just like you, assuming Klaus Schwab allows you to keep them at all in the future. Bloomberg, another mouthpiece for the global elite, jumped onto the bandwagon at the same time, urging pet owners to let their pets die to fight inflation. Hollywood celebrity Emma Thompson has gone even further, telling pet owners to eat their own pets to survive the so-called climate crisis. The proposed policy was met with outrage by animal rights groups and pet owners who argue that it's unethical and unnecessary. Many are also concerned about the lack of consultation with pet owners before such a drastic decision was made. Despite the backlash, the WEF maintains that this measure is necessary as it believes that reducing the number of pets around the world will help reduce global warming and other environmental issues caused by overpopulation.
This is the Gates-funded edible food coating, and it gets a green light from regulators. So it's Edapeel, marketed as Appeal, that you've all been writing to us about and sending in photographs of these weird stickers on your fruit. It's described as a colourless, odourless, tasteless coating for fruit and veg that's composed entirely of a mixture of food-grade glycerolipids derived from edible plant oils that were assured is entirely safe to eat. The coating has been approved for use in organic produce in the US. That's what's freaking most of our people out, Mary, because we are organic eaters. And it can't be removed, even by scrubbing the produce. You cannot get it off. The article then breaks down what this whole thing is, what Edipil is, and asks if it's safe or not. It's very concerning, Mary.
Polly, there's certainly efforts to make the food supply more chemically involved and more genetically modified. And it's a risk. There's no question about it. The only thing that's good that I noticed in the article, Polly, is that there is a little sticker. And so if you see even your organic avocado has an appeal sticker on it, get a different avocado.
Right when I was beginning my sermon, a woman interrupted me. Her husband was in a wheelchair. Years prior, he had a stroke. The woman brought him right to the front of the church by the platform. She was motioning for my attention and pointing at her husband. I usually pray for the sick after the sermon, so I'm embarrassed to admit that my first thought was to ask them to wait until it was time for prayer. But in the split seconds before I could open my mouth, the Holy Spirit spoke, "No, pray for him now." I could see the faith in their eyes. So the congregation and I joined our faith with theirs to ask for a miracle. And for the first time in almost 10 years, that man got up and walked. Here's what I learned. Often the Holy Spirit will speak in split seconds and in ways that contradict what we think is right for the moment. So listen for and to his voice. You never know what's waiting on the other side of your step of faith. Has the Holy Spirit ever redirected you? Let me know about it in the comment section.
Diga, this is Dalton, and Dalton is 12 years old. When he was born, he was colorblinded. But he said, tonight, as he was worshiping, he opened his eyes, and he saw his shirt, and he thought he was going crazy, because he can now see vibrant colors.
Can we give Jesus a hand of praise?
Whenever I first got here, like, my shirt was red, and I looked down, and now it's orange.
You've got to be pretty shaken up about this, no?
Yeah, I'm very, like, it's pretty crazy. Like, I've never seen half of these colors in my life.
Lift your hands. Lord, give him a healing ministry. Let him receive that heavenly touch. Dalton, what are you feeling on you right now?
I'm jittery.
Receive the touch of God. There it goes.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is, How Will You Respond? And this word was posted May 10th, 2023. My children, the time of betrayals is at hand. How will you respond when it is you who is betrayed? When those you thought cared for you betray you to those who mean you harm? How will you respond when things you love are taken from you? When people you love are taken from the earth? When those you treasure are snatched away from you? How will you respond? Will you avenge yourself on those who act against you? Will you avenge yourself when they take all you have? Will you avenge yourself when they harm those near you? Vengeance is mine, as I have told you in my word. I will do to others as they have done to you. Do you trust me to do vengeance for you? And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
TikTok user Win McPix has uploaded a spine-tingling video detailing an eerie encounter he experienced while home alone. The homeowner began recording when he noticed the lights in his bathroom flickering.
What is that?
But what he captures next has left viewers feeling unsettled.
Who are you? I'm not gonna hurt you. Leave my lights alone.
Watching that again, as he approaches the bathroom, the video clearly shows a shadowy figure peering from around the corner.
Who are you? I'm not gonna hurt you.
However, when he enters the room to investigate, there's no one there.
Leave my lights alone.
Shadow figures, also known as shadow people, are a phenomenon that's fascinated paranormal enthusiasts for years. These mysterious entities are often described as dark, human-shaped silhouettes that seem to move independently, usually appearing in peripheral vision and vanishing when observed directly. Sightings of shadow figures have been reported worldwide, with many believing they could be ghosts, interdimensional beings, or even manifestations of negative energy. So could this really be a genuine shadow figure sighting? While the video shared by the OP has certainly piqued the interest of viewers and left many feeling unnerved, it's difficult to definitively determine the true nature of the shadowy figure. Skeptics may argue that the video is a clever hoax or a trick of the light and shadow, while believers may see it as further evidence of these unsettling entities.
What is that? Who are you? I'm not gonna hurt you. Leave my lights alone.
Hey everyone. Hey my eternal brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a new day. Today's the day the Lord has made. Maybe someone will get saved. Jack O'Connell is a famous actor. He's on a magazine cover here. How does that happen again? Right? To be on a magazine cover, it seems you have to darken one of your eyes, doing one eye symbolism. He looks cold here. Or is he hiding this hand in his coat? If you're not sure, it's a lot more obvious here that he's hiding his hand the way a Freemason would do. He also does the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands there, a gesture that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It is the false light of Lucifer, and most definitely the pride of humanity to pose like this. This appears how you get on a magazine cover. Brothers and sisters, everyone else, God bless you.
What happened to your lower back?
It's been injured for a while, plus my left hip. I've had it for a long time. And I get prayer, it goes good, then I just comes back again. It's just, I don't know what it is, I just, yeah. Just,
you believe that Jesus will do this?
Yeah.
So you got problems with your lower discs, right?
Yeah.
So that's the power of God going through your lower discs. Thank you, Lord. That's the power of God going through you. Start walking. So you had all these problems. How are you?
Yeah, a lot better actually. I only stumbled on your meeting. I only stumbled on your ministry on YouTube the last couple of months. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was waiting for you.
So what was the problem?
Lower back and the hip. The hip was incredibly painful today, but it's getting better. I'm walking normal. Before, I was limping so bad, you know. I've actually come to Melbourne too to get scans and everything else. I'm actually,
Move your hip. How's that?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I'm walking a lot better. Normally I'd even get a stick or something like that as well, but I'm...
Well, come and show us how you walk now. Have a seat. Come and show us how you walk now. Praise the Lord. Someone praise the Lord with Chris. Praise God.
It's worth a try. He'll speak to me one day.
What's your name?
Siri.
Siri. Is not my word like a fire and like a hammer? Allow God to speak in ways without words.
In a dream, in the vision of the night.
I said, allow God to speak in ways without words. Because his word is beyond words. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. You understand? Take his word into your heart. Let it abide. Because his words are spirit and life. Because you're seeking a word, but he wants to give you spirit, life, fire, hammer. Amen? All right. Who's Vicky?
That's me.
That's you.
And Lily's my niece.
And what's the problem with your brain?
I've got a brain aneurysm. Diagnosed last year.
How does it affect you?
I dissected my vertebral artery and then I stroked out last year, and then because of that I now have the brain aneurysm. They're monitoring it.
Be free.
Jet and Jade. They both have a heart condition that causes them chronic fatigue. 3 years on.
That's the power of God moving in your brain, sister. That's the power of God moving in your brain. Okay? Power of God moving in your brain. Lord, we pray for these boys. Heal their heart condition. In Jesus' name. Power of God's moving in your brain. Your brain. The aneurysm. I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. Take me to your own God.
Oh, yes. You will be able to help me. Same. What? No.